From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 20th, 2013. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, ARRL's symbol rate petition nears the top of the FCC's most active proceedings list, the ARRL Centennial QSO Party kicks off January 1st, and the story of how two amateur radio clubs gave back to their communities this holiday season. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
I'm Ward Silver, N0AX of St. Charles, Missouri, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
As the Monday, December 23rd deadline nears to comment on ARRL's symbol rate petition for rulemaking, the petition has moved into second place on the FCC's most active proceedings page. Since the FCC put the ARRL petition on public notice for comment as RM11708, it has attracted 685 comments and counting. The petition asks the FCC to delete the symbol rate limit in 97.307F of its amateur service rules and replace it with a maximum data emission bandwidth of 2.8 kHz on frequencies below 29.7 MHz. In a briefing memorandum released this week, the League took steps to clarify just what it is and is not asking the FCC to do. ARRL General Counsel Chris Imlay, W3KD, said that while a significant majority of commenters supported the petition, some appear not to understand the petition's intent. The League reiterated that its filing would not initiate any large-scale plan to convert to regulation of emissions by bandwidth and would not affect any emissions other than data. The petition proposes no changes that would affect in any way the existing rules governing Morse telegraphy, phone, and image emissions, the ARRL stressed in its talking points. The briefing memo emphasized that the petition would not affect HF sub bands where phone and image emissions are now permitted, nor affect HFCW operation, permit digital voice transmissions in data and RDI sub bands, nor add rules affecting digital voice, change restrictions on automatically controlled digital stations, nor permit data emissions to use occupied bandwidths in excess of what is now allowed. Reply comments, meaning comments on filed comments, on the ARRL's petition are due by January 7th, 2014. As part of the mix of events marking the League's 100th anniversary, the ARRL Centennial QSO Party gets underway at 0001 UTC on January 1st. This is a year-long operating event in which participants accumulate points and win awards, as well as work new stations and make new friends. During 2014, W1AW will be on the air at least twice from every U.S. state and from most U.S. territories. It will be easy to work all states solely by contacting W1AW portable operations. This is the first ARRL-sponsored operating event in the League's history in which every member is worth at least 1 point. The event is open to all, although only ARRL members and appointees, elected officials, HQ staff, and W1AW are worth points. Working the ARRL president, for example, earns 300 points toward the Centennial QSO Party. To help kickstart the event, W100AW will be on the air beginning at 0500 UTC January 1st, 2014, which is midnight in Newington, Connecticut. Stations exchange signal report and an ARRL abbreviation. Contacts do not have to be contest style, and providing ARRL organizational information is not required. A Centennial database will assign point values to all logs submitted electronically. Since this is not a contest, participants may make contacts in any fashion they prefer. The Centennial QSO Party is scored by totaling the values of all eligible contacts. There are no multipliers or bonus points. Logs submitted via Logbook of the World will be scored automatically. Complete information on the ARRL Centennial QSO Party is available on the web at arrl.org. Four leading solar scientists on December 11th told journalists attending the American Geophysical Union's fall conference in San Francisco that current solar cycle 24 has demonstrated extremely low sunspot activity and appears to be the weakest cycle of the past 10 cycles, covering more than 100 years. This already has resulted in milder space weather and less intense geomagnetic storms and energetic particle events, such as coronal mass ejections, NASA scientist Nat Gopalswamy said. The scientists drew no specific conclusions regarding the impact of the extremely weak cycle 24 on radio propagation. Stanford University's Leif Svalgard said this weak cycle had been predicted based on the behavior of the sun's polar magnetic fields, which translate into fewer sunspots.
I'm ARRL member Pete, WB2OQQ from Massapequa, New York, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Operating as OF9X from the Finnish Lapland, Santa Claus is proving to be a popular on-the-air attraction again this year. One of Santa's elves, Marty Lane, OH2BH, reported a first-night count of some 1,000 contacts on December 18th. The primary ham radio activity will take place the weekend before Christmas, and, as Santa is busy, his elves will helm Santa Radio, OF9X, most of the time. Santa should be on CW around 25 kHz up from the lower band edge, and on SSB at approximately 14.225 MHz. Making two contacts with Santa qualifies stations for the 2013 Santa Cold Winter Award. Complete details on the operation can be found by searching for OF9X on QRZ.com. The organizers of World Radio Sport Team Championship 2014 have announced the names of on-site referees for the July 12th and 13th International Amateur Radio Competition to be held in New England. Referees will be deployed to each of the 59 stations to monitor and verify compliance with the WRTC rules and to make decisions regarding any rules questions the team may have during the competition. All top-level contesters in their own right, referees will listen to the audio from both operators for the entire 24 hours of WRTC 2014. Dan Street, K1TO, managed the referee application and verification process. WRTC events are held every 4 years during the IARU HF Championship Contest. The contest consists of approximately 50 two-person teams of amateur radio operators from around the world going head-to-head in a test of operating skills, all from the same geographic region. As he has over the past several years, Brian Justin, WA1ZMS Portable 4, as experimental station WG2XFQ, will transmit voice and music on 486 kHz on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and again on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Transmissions will begin at 0001 UTC and end at 2359 UTC. Justin, who may be better known for his microwave exploits in ham radio, will use an AM audio loop modulating his vintage-style homebrew transmitter to honor Reginald Fessenden's Christmas Eve 1906 AM voice transmission. Justin constructed his 5-watt master oscillator power amplifier transmitter using 1920s vintage components. An RF engineer, Justin collects pre-1920s wireless gear and was an active participant in the ARRL's WD2XSH 600-meter experimental project. Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Back on November 21st, Unisat-5 was deployed by a Dnieper launch. What makes this a unique satellite is that after it launched a Fento satellite about 2 weeks later on December 6th. In other words, it put in orbit an 8.35 by 4.95 by 1.55 centimeter satellite called Pocket PUCP. This little satellite has a 10 milliwatt 12 word per minute CW beacon on 437.200 megahertz and is operating normally. The batteries are charging and the beacon is working. Thanks to the AMSAT UK for this news. As the end of the year is close, those of us at AMSAT would like to wish you and yours a happy holiday season and many satellite contacts. Don't forget Straight Key Night on satellite. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
Amateurs worldwide will be able to enjoy several ARRL on-air operating events from now through the first weekend in January 2014. The CW Rookie Roundup, the last Rookie Roundup event for 2013, takes place Sunday, December 22nd from 1800 through 2359 UTC. This is an excellent opportunity for new operators to get on and learn new skills, for this event is aimed at those licensed 3 years or less, regardless of license class. Experienced operators are encouraged to support the rookies on the air or in person. Straight Key Night runs from 0000 through 2359 UTC on January 1st, 2014, and is geared for all lovers of manually sent CW. Be sure to look for W100AW in Straight Key Night this year, using one of Hiram Percy Maxim's straight keys. The next Kids Day, sponsored by the ARRL and the Boring Oregon Amateur Radio Club, will be Sunday, January 5th from 1800 through 2400 UTC. This is an excellent opportunity to showcase amateur radio and amateur radio satellites to youngsters and let them get some firsthand experience. All participants are encouraged to post their stories and photos to the Kids Day soapbox page and are eligible to receive a colorful participation certificate. And fans of digital modes will be able to enjoy the ARRL RIDI Roundup, which runs from 1800 UTC Saturday, January 4th, until 2359 UTC Sunday, January 5th. Lots of DX shows up for this event. Complete information for all these events can be found on the web at ARRL.org/contests. Members of the Sierra Nevada Amateur Radio Society, an ARRL special service club, recently teamed up with a Reno TV station to help raise some $240,000 in donations and 180,000 pounds of food items and toys to aid Nevada families hard hit by the economic downturn. On December 13th, with most of Washoe County hunkered down from a cold spell, SNARS members, organized and led by Jim Rosima, KD7DPW, took part in the 21st annual Share Your Christmas Drive-By Food Drive, sponsored by local CBS affiliate KTNV, which broadcast the event live throughout the day. And 17 members of the New York District Amateur Radio Emergency Service provided communication support for Operation Santa Claus. This event takes place each holiday season at JFK Airport, Port Authority Hangar No. 19, which is transformed into an improvised North Pole each year. During the invitation-only event, more than 5,000 special youngsters and caregivers from the greater New York City area enjoyed snacks and received toys and got to meet Santa and Mrs. Claus. Op Santa, as it's known, attracts one of the largest turnouts of amateur radio operators at a public service event. For the ARES members involved, it's an exciting operational challenge, and the gratification of volunteer work is immediate. And finally, ARRL headquarters will be closed Wednesday, December 25th and Wednesday, January 1st, 2014, for the Christmas holiday as well as New Year's Day. There will be no editions of the ARRL letter or ARRL audio news on December 27th or January 3rd, 2014. Both will resume on January 10th. There will be no W1AW bulletin or code practice transmissions on December 25th or January 1st, 2014. ARRL headquarters will reopen on Thursday, January 2nd at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We wish everyone a safe and enjoyable holiday. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright 2013 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until 2014, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. 73, and Happy New Year.